Transforming text into the audio realm.
Harmonic Wave. Transforming text into the audio realm.
Harmonic Wave. Transforming text into the audio realm. Our programs are produced entirely in the USA and read by professional narrators who are compensated for their services at prevailing union rates. We hope you enjoy this program.
In the Coach House, from The Schoolmistress and Other Stories, by Anton Chekhov. Narrated by Dave Courvoisier. It was between 9 and 10 o'clock in the evening. Stepan, the coachman, Mihailo, the house porter, Alyoshka, the coachman's grandson who had come up from the village to stay with his grandfather, and Nikander, an old man of 70 who used to come to the yard every evening to sell salt herrings, were sitting round a lantern in the big coach house, playing kings. Through the wide-open door could be seen the whole yard, the big house where the master's family lived, the gates, the cellars, and the porter's lodge. It was all shrouded in the darkness of the night, and only the four windows of one of the lodges which was let were brightly lit up. The shadows of the coaches and sledges, with their shafts tipped upwards, stretched from the walls to the doors, quivering and cutting across the shadows cast by the lantern and the players. On the other side of the thin partition that divided the coach house from the stables were the horses. There was a scent of hay and a disagreeable smell of salt herrings coming from old Nikander. The porter won and was king. He assumed an attitude such as was, in his opinion, befitting a king, and blew his nose loudly on a red-checked handkerchief. "Now, if I like, I can chop off anybody's head," he said. Alyoshka, a boy of 8 with a head of flaxen hair left long uncut, who had only missed being king by 2 tricks, looked angrily and with envy at the porter. He pouted and frowned.
"I shall give you the trick, grandfather," he said, pondering over his cards. "I know you have got the Queen of Diamonds."
"Well, well, little silly, you have thought enough."
Alyoshka timidly played the knave of diamonds. At that moment, a ring was heard from the yard.
"Oh, hang you," muttered the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?